855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
That's right. Brought to you by the good folks at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne and the crew.
He's so awesome.
Indeed. So, it's the show about your calls. So, let's go straight into the calls. We've got Ty from Tennessee. Ty, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mark and JJ. Thanks for the show tonight. Hey, I realize it's rough. You guys got kind of a rough start, and it's difficult without Ian there. But I wanted to give you guys some encouragement that I think that because Ian is standing on principle, that this will ultimately strengthen Free Talk Live, the show, and the Liberty Movement in general.
I think it would have to, right? Like, so I have to sit behind this portion of the desk every night now and push the buttons, which I didn't have to push before. At some point, I'm going to get relatively good at pushing the buttons.
Oh, yeah, you will.
So there won't be as many mistakes. Strangely, the mistake that happened at the beginning of the show wasn't my fault. It was just, we'd brought in, there's a new system, and it's really, really great. But, you know, there's always a learning curve, and I suspect there was something that went wrong at the studio end. And so, you know, I think you're right that over time that this will be the case. I don't know what's going to happen with Ian, but I think that, learning new skills is good for everybody.
Yeah. I think also
Go ahead. Go ahead, JJ.
Well, I was going to say that also, that, you know, a lot of people are inspired by Ian's stand, and we're definitely looking to, you know, capitalize on that inspiration, if you will, and get people activated for the love of liberty. So,
yeah, you know, there is something to the idea that overcoming adversity leads to triumph, and, you know, there's pain involved, but there is reward involved as well. So I just wanted to give you guys some encouragement. Keep up the good work. Yeah, there's going to be some stumbling and some faltering, but know that the listeners out here are with you. I don't really generally like to speak for groups of people, but I think that other people agree with me on that.
There's certainly been a lot of people giving me their encouragement, and at this time, and very few people, taking the opportunity to crow. There was a gentleman on the air last night that would seem to be happy that Ian was in jail, and you know,
it's been one out of every bunch.
That's,
I suppose.
That's how the show is. You're gonna love it or hate it, but Ty, thanks for the call. And, we were actually going over some numbers here just before the top of the hour, and about the dissatisfaction of Americans with their political system. And, you know, this is really the time for Free Talk Live, because most people are dissatisfied by a long shot with the politics as usual in Washington, D.C.
That's right. Going back to the story from rawstory.com, a record-breaking 82% of Americans now disapprove of the way Congress is doing its job. According
That's
to a CBS,
big number.
Yeah, CBS New York Times poll released just days after the president and lawmakers agreed on this new budget deal with the increase in the debt ceiling. A poll found that 72% disapproved how Republicans in Congress handled the debate, and 66% of Americans disapproved of how the Democrats handled it.
Tell me the numbers again. How many?
72%
Republicans
and 66%
Democrats.
Yes.
So the Republicans got it worse by 8% than the Democrats.
That's right.
Interesting. I know Americans feel ripped off in this. And remember, there's a lot of Republicans that wish. There's a certain amount of Republicans that wish the Republicans had not made a deal at all. So to some extent, that number of dissatisfaction isn't about Republicans not working well enough with Democrats. To some extent, it's about them working too well with Democrats. So,
well, this article goes on to say
a lot
that
of Americans are like me. They're upset that they heard so much about this debt crisis, then they finally bang out some kind of stupid deal, and we end up with the thing that we were supposed to avoid by having the deal.
Right.
And that's, I'm angry about that.
Yeah, this article continues. Americans are not just upset at how the issue is handled. A majority of Americans have a negative opinion of the debt ceiling itself. So just the idea of the debt ceiling and then rising, you know, a lot of Americans understand in their budgets they deal with every day, they can't have a debt ceiling that extends. They can't ask for more credit anymore. They're maxed out. And once they're maxed out, Why should they get any breaks or any credit increases? They can't pay the credit they have.
They understand that the United States is going the wrong direction. That if you had a friend or a spouse or a sibling or a mother or father or family member that had this problem, you would and they just don't listen and they just don't listen.
Right.
You would disown them.
That's right.
You would, I mean, some people would beat them up.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of person. You know, if this was a person, this person has a problem so large that they can't even face it.
No, it's sort of like a gambling addiction with these politicians, and getting more and more money. Just give me another chance to get this right. I just need more credit. And you know, they're constantly trying to sell this idea that they can fix things. And it's like I said earlier, and this
fix things, we wouldn't have the problem.
No, but not only that, but most people don't care about the federal government. They're so disapproved. Look at the amount of actual voters that turned out for the presidential election.
I couldn't say, but it's probably around a little over half, I would guess.
Half the people, and that was a big deal because there were so many people upset over how the Bush, you know, regime handled its craft of lying to people and destroying, you know, basically parts of the Middle East and whatnot. So they voted for Obama, and now Obama has not done anything that he said he's going to do, with the exception of a couple, you know, little programs that really don't improve things. Like he did that health care thing, okay? That was a big
debacle.
It's
part of the disaster.
Yes, that is a part of the problem. And then the overall amount of money that's owed over all these programs, Medicare, Medicaid, and unfunded liabilities, that sort of stuff, is just mind-boggling. The amount of money that the United States has signed itself to owing out over the course of the next, you know, 10, 20 years, they can't pay for that, and yet they're asking for more money to pay for things right now. And it's just going to turn snowball into an abyss of you know, debts and the dollar declining. You know, it's just, I can't believe that people don't wake up to this. It's mind-boggling.
Well, you know, like you said, 54% of the population voted during this election, according to, you know, I've got something online here, some lady online did the numbers. And to me, that really speaks to how uninvolved people feel with their federal government. And they're becoming less and less involved every day. I know that when I called my Congress critters, my legislative slugs, and asked them, do not vote for the TARP. I think this was what the thing was called under Bush. Maybe I've got it wrong, but the bailout under Bush.
Yeah, the TARP. Yes,
it might have been the TARP. I don't know. All the names tend to run together.
That was right at the end of his stay there, his reign.
And you know, would not to vote for that. They said that one politician was quoted as saying 50% of the people said no, and the other 50% said hell no. that they just got overwhelmingly told, do not do this by their constituencies, and they did it anyway.
Right.
To me, that says it all. It says to me, what that's going to teach the politician is do what you need to do, but do it in a fashion that the American people can't figure out what you have done. And all it's going to do is eliminate transparency. They don't want transparency. They need to be able to do what they do without transparency, because what they do is crime.
Yes.
I mean, that's really all there is to it.
They are criminals. They're stealing. Not only are they stealing, you know, just the idea of taxes alone is theft. So
sure.
Take that out of the equation, and they're stealing lives in the Middle East. They're stealing property. They're stealing everything. And they're basically just murderers and thieves.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI call-in number. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and much more. All name brands, well, not all name brands. You can get other stuff there too, but big name brands. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with the coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. They do have an extensive selection, by the way, of tactical flashlights, knives, scopes, binoculars. I've checked out some of that stuff, and it is phenomenal.
Good stuff.
ManVentureOutpost.com. So we're talking here. We were discussing. Well, break on down this article for me, JJ.
Basically, the article says that people don't like the government.
Yeah.
So that's in a nutshell. People are upset with the government. They're upset with the debt ceiling. They're upset with the way that they, both parties, not just one, but Congress in general, handled this debt ceiling debate and debacle. They're upset with, well, I think they're upset with themselves for falling for this. You think maybe that enters into it at all? For falling for this whole grand scheme that if they just voted for the right person that they could fix it all.
I don't know. Maybe some people feel that way. I think they're just disappointed in the other person. Like, imagine if you, because mostly what voting's about is comparing two douchebags and deciding which one of them is least douchebaggish, really is what it comes down to. And so, you know, you say to yourself, well, you know, you got Obama, you got McCain, and this is how most people view the government, as the president. They don't really view Congress that much.
So well, they should.
Indeed, they should. I'm just talking to you. There's sadly, yeah. The political system is an amalgam of several, you know, different types of voters. You've got the people that will always vote Republican, no matter whether Stalin is running or what. People that always vote Democrat, no matter whether or not you know, Hitler is Pol Pot is running or not. And then there's the people in the middle, maybe about 40% of the voting populace. Some of those people are really well-informed folks that have looked at the issues and decided between the two candidates that this one is least douchebaggish and that they should vote for him for this reason, that reason, or the other. And then the other people in the middle, some of them say, you know, my mom said that this guy
was
better. My dad said that guy was better. I like this one's haircut.
Right.
And so you're dealing with margins that are not very large generally in these elections. They're not that big. And frankly, people that shouldn't have bothered going to the voting booth are often, you know,
the ones in charge of deciding who gets voted.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that's how it comes down to this. And it's sad and it's true. And, you know, I think that it's a system that has to collapse on itself. Well, in fact, every government so far has. But they keep on trying the same sort of top-down model. Yeah, it's changed over time. It's moved from, you know, sort of chieftains to kings, and from kings to emperors, and from emperors to democracies and republics of one form or another. But really, a democracy is only taking the head guy and turning it into the people, as if the people are any good at making these decisions either. I mean, you know, if the people voted on everything, everything would be painted the color, you know, eggshell. If people voted on the color of the flavor of ice cream that's in the grocery store, we'd all have vanilla. But the idea of giving people choice, the nations where you get more choice, where you can make more decisions, those are the ones that are, you know, the most successful. Sadly, the trend in those nations tends to be they get successful, they get money, the politicians there then, you know, grow and expand the size of government, and they use that money, and then the decisions, the choices begin to disappear.
Yes.
That's what's happening in the United States. That's what's happening in this hegemon, this empire.
This oligarchy.
Yeah, that is the United States. And, you know, it's sad. People want to try to rescue this this patient, but I don't think it's got much longer. I think it's spent itself into insolvency. But, you know, it was interesting with the debt downgrade. Did you hear that China scolded the United States for, you know, basically said,
yes.
No more free money.
Yeah, I actually saw that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you guys have been borrowing lots of money from us, and no more free money from you for you. No more free money for you.
No.
And, you know, excuse me to my Chinese listeners of Chinese
descent. Come on, you do voices for other people.
Well, you know, I do.
Poorly.
I'm from the South. I can get away with it. But here, there's another one. This is really crazy to me. This is from defensenews.com. U.S. asked China to explain the need for carrier.
Yep.
The United States said on August 10 that it would like China to explain why it needs an aircraft carrier amid broader U.S. concerns about Beijing's lack of transparency over its military aims. Is the United States transparent over its military
aims? Oh, no, not at all. It's incredibly secretive.
Of course. I mean, are they sending Beijing little updates on their...
Well, it's sort of like the schoolyard bully going up to you know, the next victim and saying, hey, what's that? You got a knife in your pocket? Were you afraid of me or something? Huh? Just because I've been pushing you around and hurting you and pushing everyone else around? You're...
Well, they don't push China around too much, but maybe what they're saying is, you know, it's one of the guys in the bully's gang.
Sure.
And he's saying, hey, what are you working out for? What are you trying to get bigger than me?
Yeah.
What are you trying to? You going to Taekwondo class? But what are you doing that for?
Right. Like it's any of the United States' business what China spends its money on in the first place.
Excuse me to all my Italian American listeners.
Yeah. like I said, poorly. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right. They won't think it's Italian.
We would welcome any kind of explanation that China would like to give for needing this kind of equipment, State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland told reporters when asked whether the carrier would raise regional tensions. I wonder if any of these reporters said, Victoria, what business of it is the United States if China decides to build a carrier? Now, I'm not saying I'm excited about China building its regional power. I find that a little upsetting, but I find what the United States does with its carriers upsetting, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the United States...
I know why the United States is scared of more carriers, because of what they do with theirs.
Yes. They're killing machines.
That's what they are. They're platforms from which to launch these jet fighters that, frankly, nothing else can stay in the air with.
Right.
You know, when you're all in these other countries, they just don't... You know, there was no air battle over Iraq.
No, of course not.
There's no air battle over Libya. They can't stand against these fighter jets. You know, that's what the United States is concerned with, is when China actually is something that's big enough to do something, they're like, hey, whoa, what are you doing? We're supposed to have the big military. Now, the United States still spends more on its military.
Go back to that quote from you just read, that quote from that woman.
We would welcome any kind of explanation that China would like to give for needing this kind of equipment.
And then it goes on to say something about how it would increase tensions or something like that.
Well,
it's just funny because what she's
basically
doing...
Reporters asked whether the carrier would raise regional tensions.
Right, of course. So if the carrier doesn't do it, let's ourselves do it by asking these pointed questions. You know, I mean, geez.
Well, I don't imagine for a second that China's reason for wanting the carrier is all buttercups and rose petals.
Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother, one with me. No woman here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 3733. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many other great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com. Purchase it at your local gun dealer. It's Ruger.com. We were talking about, speaking of weapons, talking about the United States is a little concerned.
Yes.
With what China's doing.
Hey, what are you doing over there, huh? With that... That looks like it's dangerous. You sure know how to handle that?
Now, you know, and
you're a cowboy.
I think it's very telling. You know, this, because this is to me just a veiled threat. That the United States is asking China to explain why it wants an aircraft carrier. But you know, you borrowed a lot of money from these people. What kind of business do you have asking them what they're doing with that money?
Well, think of it this way. China's sort of like supplying the junkie, and the United States being the junkie, and the money being that fix.
It's a big, muscular junkie that's slowly going downhill.
Sure.
At this point, he's the biggest guy on the block and has been for a very long time. They've been able to intimidate other people, but this new upstart... not intimidated in the same way.
No, I don't think they should be. I think China, just like any other country, ought to be sovereign in its determinations. I don't like the idea of countries to begin with, but if that's what is going to happen there, then for one, I don't think that this country, the United States, should be meddling itself in the affairs of other people or other countries anywhere.
I don't find China's record on human rights and respecting the spinoff state of Taiwan or any of these things to be particularly comforting. nor do I find the United States record on human rights and, you know, the people that would like to be free from their control and their tyranny to be very comforting either. I frankly consider this the pot calling the kettle black. I think they both are.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me go on with this article. This is coming from the spokes bureaucrat here, Victoria Newland. She says, this is part of our larger concern that China is not as transparent as other countries. It's not as transparent as the United States about its military acquisitions, about its military budget, she said. And we'd like to have the kind of open, transparent relationship in military-to-military affairs, Newland said. In our military-to-military relations with so many countries around the world, we have the kind of bilateral dialogue where we can get quite specific about the equipment that we have and its intended purposes and its intended movements. But China and the United States are not at that level of transparency to which the two nations aspire. Now, why would you, you know, if this is a big concern of yours about the transparency of military-to-military actions, why would you get so deeply into bed with a country that you had these kind of concerns about?
Well, something interesting. There's a related article here, and it talks about how the carrier was bought at auction in the 1990s, and the ship originally was named the Varyag, was commissioned by Moscow in the late 1980s.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not too difficult to get Russian equipment, as I understand it these days. I mean, they're
that's smart, though. Think about it. Instead of spending just gobs of money on a new vessel, like the United States would do, of course. I mean, if we're going to have
the newest and best.
It's going to be the best, right. And we're going to spend way too much money. No, China was actually smart with it. Instead of having to borrow, you know, $2 trillion, they might have only had to finance, you know, three-quarters of a trillion.
Trying to guess what a new carrier costs, I imagine, is very difficult.
Well, it didn't come with rudders, engines, weapons, or much of an electronic suite.
Yeah, it's a lot of steel, isn't it?
It is. That's the big
and
part.
It floats. You know, and they can retrofit it with newer stuff, and I'm sure that's a good thing for them. I'm not rooting for this. I don't think it's a good thing. I'm very concerned with what could happen with people in Taiwan, which frankly has a better human rights record and you know, everything that China, probably the United States too, but you know, I don't know what the United States can say about this. What can you say when your country has the biggest military? I think I've seen bar graphs, and I can't remember exactly, but the United States, when you stack up all these other militaries' expenditures and all these other countries, they don't come anywhere near the United States' expenditure of just one country. The United States, you know, the claim is you can't be the police officer of the world, but they've actually set themselves up to be the police officer of the world, and he's not a particularly fair and just police officer. Maybe more fair and just than other police officers would be, but that doesn't mean that he is fair and just.
No.
It's like it's like comparing horses at the glue factory. You know, they're all getting turned into glue.
I think the record that the United States has with its military excursions and its sort of black prisons, the budget of the United States military is not transparent. I don't know why this person is quoted as saying
some
that.
Of it is.
It's like, oh, sure, we'll give you a vague figure that you can call our budget, but then there's our black ops,
the spending,
and there's CIA, and then there's money that you don't even know about.
Right. There's money that you can see that you don't know about.
Right.
Where did this come from?
Oh, we just lost $1 trillion on a pallets in Iraq or something like that, and that money's going to fund something else.
And then, you know, money shows up in budgets that's higher than what they were allotted. How did this happen? How did you spend more money than you were given?
Right. Well, you know what? It's just upsetting. They need to stop spending money on the military, period.
Well, it certainly, you know, for me, at least the step down, the reasonable course would be bring back the Army, the Marines, back into the United States, where they, you know, they don't need to have boots on the ground in 130 nations around the world. Some people will say, well, they want us there. Who's they? You mean they're dictators?
Exactly.
Because the people in those countries that are ruled by those dictators, they don't.
No, they're burning American flags.
Right. You know, they're angry. And then when they manage to find themselves in the United States, they'll send some friends over to the United States. They'll, take pilot lessons and fly airplanes into buildings.
Yeah.
And frankly, I understand why they do it. I'm not supporting it, but I understand why they do it.
They just need to lash out.
What would you and I do if there was, you know, some nation was, you know, being tyrannical here in the United States if we weren't the big boy on the block. Is this the suggestion that God made us the big boy on the block and we deserve to be able to kick around, kick sand in the face of other countries? Not countries, people.
Yes.
Frankly, the United States supports a lot of other countries. When you look at, you know, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, this is the place where the 9/11 bombers came from.
Sure.
Those countries are completely supported by the United States. So they don't want us there unless you are referring to they as dictators,
right,
that the United States is supporting.
Or kings, warlords.
Sheiks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a nation that fought its independence against a king is now supporting kings.
Yes.
It's disgusting. Frankly, let me continue with the article here. But China and the United States are not at that level of transparency to which the two nations should aspire, Newland added. The comments came hours after China's first aircraft carrier embarked on its inaugural sea trial, a move likely to stoke concerns about the nation's military expansion and growing territorial assertiveness. Beijing only recently confirmed that it was revamping an old Soviet ship to be its first carrier and has sought to play down the vessel's compatibility, saying it will be mainly used for training and research. Yeah, we're going to research how to fly airplanes off the this thing and bomb people.
Sure, if that's their first carrier, they got to start somewhere.
There certainly will be some level of research, but you know, we know what carriers are for. Carriers are for
killing.
Yep, air power, so that you can, you know, you know, airplanes drop,
yes,
bombs,
shoot
missiles, and fire really big Vulcan rounds.
Yes.
So I understand why the United States is concerned about it, but you know, there's a lot of people that are concerned about the United States aircraft carriers too. And
part of this thing here is that there's been a flare up in the territorial spats with Japan, Philippines, and Vietnam, which you know, strain relations with South Korea, all of which sought support from Washington. All these countries want to be Washington's hand puppet, if you will, just to get some of those dollars. And that's how it works.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 3733, 450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates. These tend to be some of the best rates. Certainly among the purveyors of gold and silver out there, the big boys, you might be able to, I don't know, go on eBay and hunt and peck for that one auction that's going to be cheaper than this. But, you know, your time's worth something, too. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. People have been watching gold skyrocket. It's down a little bit, but it's up through that 1800 mark. I don't see why it wouldn't go back there. So, you know, it might be a good time to pick up some gold. I believe it's at 1750 or so now, and you know it's nice to pick up $50 an ounce. Anyway, so go to gold.freetalklive.com. I've got gold and silver. I'm not recommending it to you because I make money on it, although I do. If you buy gold.freetalklive.com, I'm recommending it to you because I have gold and silver, and that's what I'm investing in these days.
That's right.
So that's my best, highest advice to you, the listener.
Yeah, I actually tell my family. And my sister, she recently lost money in her 401k, and I know a lot of people have. I saw stories.
Yeah.
And,
I have too.
Yeah, and I'm like, well,
IRA.
Yeah, you should probably not have that 401k, or at least put some money in something else, preferably something in your possession that is worth, you know, some sort of value.
Yeah, that indeed, that's where most of my money is in. I believe in gold and silver at this point. I couldn't tell you for certain, but it's pretty close. So we were talking about the China-United States situation here, JJ.
That's
any
right.
Other comments on it? I think we about wrap this up.
Yeah, China doesn't have a good record, and they probably do a lot of things that aren't very good, but the United States ought to mind its own business.
Gotcha. Well, what's the next story here?
Well, we got a story from BusinessInsider.com. Hacker group Anonymous vows to destroy Facebook on November 5th. Activist group Anonymous, which
hold
has
on.
Been...
So Anonymous is talking about destroying Facebook?
Well, hold on. Maybe it won't be all of Anonymous.
Anonymous has been the good guys.
Well, maybe Facebook isn't the good guy.
Maybe not. Let's see. Let's hear what has to be said here.
Activist group Anonymous, which has been responsible for cyber attacks on the Pentagon, News Corp, and others, has vowed to destroy Facebook on November 5th. Which should ring a bell. Of course, 5th of November
is
V for Vendetta, and yep. Remember, blah, blah, blah. Citing privacy concerns and the difficulty involved with deleting a Facebook account, Anonymous hopes to kill Facebook, the medium of communication we all so dearly adore. An update to the story says that Anonymous leadership has disowned Operation Facebook on Twitter.
There's Anonymous leadership now?
There are certain Twitter channels which are found to contain most accurate sort of messages from Anonymous. There isn't sort of a leader of Anonymous. Anonymous is simply a large group of, well,
people that tend
anonymous
to agree
people.
On stuff, yeah.
Yes, and Anonymous covers a wide swath of, you know, culture and socioeconomic backgrounds. The story goes on. This isn't the first time Anonymous has spoken out against social networks. After Google removed Anonymous's Gmail and Google Plus accounts, Anonymous pledged to create its own social network called Anon Plus.
Well, that wouldn't be that hard, isn't there? I saw there was some program that you could, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but you could create your own social networking thing.
Sure, I remember
Bureau
being
Crash did once.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? Free Agents, I think it was.
FR33agents.com, but yeah. I don't know that they used the same. I think that was it. That was something different. This was their sort of own, social networking site.
Well,
and you could just customize in some way, shape, or form.
So, in typical anonymous fashion, they put out a message. They put out this letter. They also made YouTube videos with this letter as the voiceover. I'm not going to read the whole letter, but I will read a certain...
Let's step down for just a second here. We got a call. I want to take it here. David from Indianapolis. David? Can you hear me now? David's gone. All right, go on with the...
Okay. Well, the letter starts out, "Attention, citizens of the world. We wish to get your attention, hoping you will heed the warning as follows." And it goes on to say, "Facebook will be killed for the sake of your own privacy." It specifically says specifically, here's a justification. "Facebook has been selling information to government agencies and giving clandestine access to information and security firms so that they can spy on people from all around the world."
If people don't know that the information that they give to Facebook is going to be used by organizations, some for good, some for evil, then they're foolish as far as I'm concerned. I mean, don't put anything on Facebook that you don't want other people to know.
Well, I think that goes for the Internet for the most part.
That sounds reasonably accurate.
I think if it gets on the Internet, especially pictures of, you know, any kind, basically, if they're interesting and they have some value comedically or otherwise, they will get around the Internet. And rest assured, you have no privacy on the Internet unless you are anonymous, if you will. If there are methods that you can interface with the Internet that are anonymous or more difficult to trace.
Yes.
But for the most part, what you put on the Internet is, you should count it, for the most part, as public.
Yep.
Now, there are encrypted communications that you can undertake, and there's emails that you can send in which you can have a certain degree of certainty that you'll have some privacy. But if you're going to a social networking site, if you're going to a place where people interact in a public sort of forum, then you should expect anything you put on that forum is public. Now, at the same time, Facebook, I'll use that, obviously, Facebook is selling stuff to people without telling their customers, if you will, or their users.
The stuff along the side of the page, I mean, obviously, that I tend to get most of, you know, ads are specifically aimed at me.
Yes.
It's obvious they're aimed at me. There's Ron Paul ads on my Facebook. You know, I know they're not putting that on my wife's Facebook, for instance.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they're not doing that. Let's take this call from David in Indianapolis. Board up, could you put David in here? David?
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry about losing you guys earlier.
No problem. What do you want to talk about?
I heard an interesting story about the riots going on in London, and I haven't been listening to you guys for too long, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but
you're wrong.
I think a lot of you guys' philosophy is kind of people regulating themselves sort of thing, and you know, not always relying on the police and government public services and things like that.
Sounds similar.
Well,
I heard a cool story with the store owners and homeowners actually arming themselves with baseball bats and other kind of hand weapons and protecting themselves and their own businesses from the rioters that continue to go out into the cities in London.
Yeah, it's inevitable, right? I mean, if you're dealing with a situation where you're not being protected by the police, and obviously there's not enough police when the riot goes down, there's not enough police to do something about it. You know, the police are a small percentage of the population. I would guess less than a percentage point of the population seems reasonable to me. So if you've got 2% of the population rioting in the streets, that's drastically overwhelms the police. And obviously, the population, generally it's the population, the good folks that keep these things from happening. But you'll notice that many of these riots occur in places where people are legislatively disarmed, at least from having the best weapons. You know, anybody can have a knife or a baseball bat, but, this is where the riots can occur.
Right. Some of the interesting things that was in the article and something that made me look it up actually was, the fact that if you go to Amazon's UK site, you'll see a 6,000% increase in sales of aluminum and wooden baseball bats as the public is arming themselves. So I thought that was pretty cool to see. it increased on Monday, so apparently last night they received their bats.
it kind of makes you wonder. You'd want something, right? So If it's a situation between all else being equal, you with a guy like you with a baseball bat versus you with say a butcher knife, who do you think is going to come out better?
Yeah, I think the guy with the baseball bat. He got the reach.
The baseball bat's got reach.
Yeah.
What do you think, David?
I don't think the bat. I don't know. I feel like damaging someone with the bat would stop their arm with the knife.
Yeah, I really like the guy with the knife against somebody who doesn't have anything, but when, it's a knife versus a baseball bat, I like the baseball
bat.
Playing
the odds on violence.
Indeed. David, thanks for the call. I was hoping somebody might take the knife just so we'd have some kind of...
Yeah, that would be a good debate. Awesome. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.